Swing cash.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl Swing Cash here for episode 5 of She's Got Time. You know, I never take y'all for granted, so I appreciate y'all joining us for another episode. Again, remember that you can follow us on all social media platforms at She's Got Time. We're on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. You got it. So make sure you're following us and you're subscribing. Now, you know how we start out every week. I like to do the rewind of the week that was. So first up, I had an exciting week where I had some opportunities to do a little bit of press and talk about kind of this podcast, She's Got Time, and other projects that I'm working on and brands that I've been working with in regards to kind of my activism and social responsibility. So that was a lot of fun, and you'll see that over the next week or two coming out as we head into the Christmas holiday. And then I had a chance to kind of a flash from the past. I got an opportunity to work with Khalid Al-Amin. Now, for some of you out there who are not basketball fans or historians of the game, Khalid Al-Amin went to UConn the same time that I went there, and he actually won the national championship with our UConn men's basketball team. And I'll never forget it because on campus it was crazy, as they would say right now, and it was lit. But I remember Khalid, after them winning a national championship, running around and screaming, "We shocked the world, we shocked the world." It was just one of those things you never forget. And if you love to watch college basketball on March, CBS always has a clip in there somewhere of that UConn championship. So it was great to work with Khalid. It was great seeing him, just catching up on kind of our families, where we're at right now in our careers, and just what's, you know, happening in the future. So shout out to Khalid. And if you want to, you can definitely follow him on social media. I know he's on Twitter. And lastly, I wanted to talk to you about a situation that happened to me that was pretty awesome. A lot of times, you know, we're always talking about the negative things that happen. We go to Twitter, whether it's to call out a company, whether it's the airlines, anyone that's done something wrong. And I wanted to just celebrate some really great employees here in New York. We needed to get a water meter change at one of our homes here in New York. And for those of you out there who have children, my son was not cooperating that particular morning. And so I was running behind, and I got a call, and the gentleman said, "We're at your home. It's, you know, 8 a.m. Love to come and change the meter, but we have to come inside." And I just said to him, "Sir, I am literally probably about 30 to 40 minutes running behind, but I can get there as soon as I can. I'm just having a rough morning with my son." Now, he could have been like, "Okay, you need to reschedule. I have to keep up with, you know, my day-to-day and other things that I have to do." But he didn't. He said, "You know what? Take your time. I've been there. I will wait for you. Just get here safely when you can." When I tell y'all that my heart was so full, it's because there's so much negativity at times that go on. It's easy for people who are especially in a customer service business or the service industry, they're just as stressed out as the rest of us, to just lash out or not really be as considerate. And I just wanted to give a shout out to these New York employees. I won't say their name, but you definitely know who you are. And just wish you a happy holidays and a blessed 2019, because it's rare that you run into really good people. And I am just so thankful they waited for us to get there. Saint and I got there in time. They were able to change the water meter, and then I was able to go on about my day. So shout out to the people out there that understand what it is like to be a parent, how stressful it can be at times, and you try to make their life a little easier. So thank you for that. All right, guys. So this week, we know we are in the midst of the holiday season. And after doing a little bit of research, I felt that this week I wanted to try and talk to you all about something that hits close to home for me, but at the same time, I felt like it would be helpful for all of you as we continue on through the holiday season into the new year. So I was actually reading this report that was done by the Mayo Clinic, and it talked about kind of holiday stress and depression that people go through. And they were giving out some tips of things that you can do to try to guard yourself from going through any stress or depression during that time. And it was really, really fascinating to me. So I wanted to share it with you on the podcast today and just kind of dive a little bit deeper and give you some of my own kind of key learnings or tips, as I like to say, for some of their topics. So one of the things they talked about first was acknowledging your feelings. If someone close to you has recently died, or you can't be with loved ones, Realize that it is normal to feel sadness and grief. It's okay to take time to cry or express your feelings. You can't force yourself to be happy just because it's the holiday season. And this is so, so true. A lot of times we all deal with grief differently. And the holiday seasons, birthdays, anything that's a special time where family gathers together, it can be hard for people. And it can be stressful. It can make you want to retreat back into kind of isolation or even go through depression. And most recently, I was just watching in the news, which most of you I'm pretty sure saw, Kim Porter, who was a former model and also was the mother to Sean Diddy Combs' children, three of his children. It was fascinating to see how much she meant to so many people. And I thought about her children losing their mother during the holiday season and what that could be like for them, what it could be like for the family, for the people that loved her. And when I was reading this, I said, you know what? Sometimes the best thing that you can do is let people go through their grief, no matter how long that time is, but give them room to acknowledge that, hey, I'm feeling a certain way, but I need to let it out, because holding it in is it can be just so difficult. And I know that in college, when I lost my aunt, who was very close to me, my Aunt Sharon, I didn't know how to express it and I didn't know how to deal with it. And it was hard because that was the first time that somebody so close to me had passed away. And it took me a long time to kind of get to that place where I could not only have the good memories of her, but I could not bust out and cry and feel sad. Whereas now, when I have those great memories of her and I cry, it's a good feeling because it makes me happy. And so sometimes during the holiday, even though it's affecting each and every one of us, you have to be patient with people who are dealing with it. The next one was reach out. If you feel lonely or isolated, seek out community, religious or other social events. They can offer support and companionship. Volunteering your time to help others is also a good way to lift your spirits and broaden your friendships. Now, I'm one of those people, at times you can have friendships that go through different seasons. And sometimes you won't speak to people for long periods of time. The holidays are always a great time to reconnect with people. And we all go through life. There's a lot of us that are busy, working multiple jobs, trying to make sure you're taking care of family and friends and be everything to everyone else. Reach out and reconnect, because you never know that one friend you haven't talked to in forever. That phone call from you, that message from you, that text message could be something that turns them in a different direction. Because just as well as you're stressed out or maybe going through some level of depression, that person could be too. One of the things for me that really helps whenever I feel like I'm going through a difficult period is I like to listen to music. And music is kind of like food to my soul. There's certain songs that I know I can go to, whether it's for me to worship, whether it's for me to get excited, to get happy about life, to feel thankful. And I always encourage people, if music is something that you love, figure out what music it is, what music moves your spirit and moves your soul. Also, reading. For some people, a good book really opens up their mind, and then it offers them an opportunity to reach out and reconnect with other people and talk to them about, hey, I just read this great book, and give them some tips for maybe that book that you read. Right now, I haven't started just yet, but Becoming, Sue and some of the other girls in my group chat, I told all of them, I said, listen, so many other friends have been talking to me about Michelle Obama's book, Becoming, and it's something that we have to definitely kind of all read together and be able to come back to the chat and talk about. And shout out to my husband. He actually reached out to me. He was traveling and was like, hey, have you got Michelle Obama's book yet? And that's awesome, because he's a best-selling author as well. He has a book called The Mind of a Winner. It's another great gift pickup if you want to go out there and pick that up. Another book that you could probably give to friends that definitely inspire them and get them motivated and ready for 2019. Now, the next tip was to be realistic, right? The holidays don't have to be perfect or just like last year. And that's difficult for some people. As families change and grow, traditions and rituals often change as well. Choose a few to hold on to and be open to creating new ones. For example, if your adult children can't come to your house, find new ways to celebrate together, such as sharing pictures, emails, and come on, y'all know there's FaceTime, there's Skype, there's all these different things that you can do to just see people and connect. Now, some kids, I will tell you, because my son Saint does not like FaceTime. It doesn't matter if it's if my mother's on there, if my husband's on there, if I'm on there, if he doesn't want to look at the phone, he's not looking at the phone, but at least he can hear a voice. And I feel like using technology to connect is a great thing. But at the same time, you have to be realistic that every year is not going to be the same. I'll give you an example. So last year, Saint was only a few months old, and we decorated the house. We put up the trees. I had lights everywhere. And I was so happy to celebrate our Christmas together. My family came up. My husband's family was here. And it was just this great feeling of celebrating the holiday. Well, this year has just been so many things going on, and we decided that we were going to go to my family's house in McKeesport to celebrate Christmas holiday. Well, so I decided, well, you know, I don't know if we need to put up a bunch of lights or if we need to put up a tree, because the reality is last year I felt like it was for us, but this year Saint's really not going to recall all those things. So how do we celebrate it and make it work for us? So I talked to my husband about it, and we made the decision. Yeah, we're not going to put up any Christmas lights. Doesn't mean we're not celebrating the holiday. It just means that we're traveling, and for us, this is just easier this year. Now, for some people, they'll be like, what in the world? Are you kidding me? So you're not going to put up lights outside. You're not going to put up a Christmas tree. And listen, everything doesn't work for everybody. You have to figure out what works best for you, for your family, and the moment that you're living in right now. Some people too busy trying to flex, whether it's on the gram, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's in your neighborhood, because you see everyone on your block has Christmas lights and you're like, well, dang, I can't be the house without Christmas lights. Yes, you can. If it's something that doesn't work for you this year, it's okay. Put a wreath out on your door like we have and keep it moving. But just be realistic with your expectations for yourself and for your family. As you're going through this holiday season, don't add more stress to your plate, because the holidays already bring stress itself. Next, set aside your differences. Ooh, Lord. Now, this one right here, I will have to admit, it's tough when you're one of the older kids in your family, because you always have these expectations, whether it's of siblings, of family members. And so this one really hit close to home for me. It said, try to accept family members and friends as they are, even if they don't live up to all of your expectations. Set aside grievances until a more appropriate time for discussion. And be understanding if others get upset or distressed when something comes awry. Chances are they're feeling the effects of the holiday stress and depression too. Now, this right here, it really kind of put things in perspective for me. And one of the key things I wanted to target in on right now is try to accept family members and friends as they are. A lot of times, for years and years, we go through this vicious cycle of these expectations of people are either going to get better, get smarter, more mature, have a certain level of independence, and things don't change as fast as you want them to change. One of the things I learned about myself is that I'm a very driven person, self-motivated on a lot of different levels, very goal-oriented when it comes to things that I want to achieve in life. And it's always kind of been that way, even when I played sports. But what I learned about myself is I can't think that certain things that are attributes to me or characteristics that I have are the same things that my siblings are going to have, my friends are going to have. Now, yes, you want to have a circle that has some like-minded people around you that are self-motivated, et cetera, but you have to keep in mind that a lot of times you have to meet people where they are. Now, if people want to stay stagnant and don't want to have growth, then yes, you have to reevaluate friendships and relationships all the time. But is the holiday season one of those times where you need to do that? So for this one about setting your differences aside, I truly believe that when it comes to the holiday season, just try to exhale as best you can. And it's very difficult for me, as you can see. I like to share with y'all the real, the raw. But at the same time, I try to tap into that place of love that I have in my heart, whether it's for family members or for friends, because I love hard and I want the best for everybody. And sometimes you want it more than other people, but you have to realize people are where they are. And during the holiday season, don't bring any more stress. Set those differences aside and deal with that later. Just enjoy each other, enjoy the moment, and enjoy life, because like we said, it can be here today, gone tomorrow. So make sure you enjoy the time that you have. Next, and this is a big one for some of you. Ladies, we know how we can get during this time because we want to be pleasers. We want to make everybody happy. A lot of women just have this trait. I feel like almost it's innate to a point. But stick to a budget. Before you go and gift and food shopping, decide how much money you can afford to spend. And this, I thought this was a really great tip, because they said, then stick to your budget. Don't try to buy happiness with an avalanche of gifts. Let me repeat that again. Don't try to buy happiness with an avalanche of gifts. Now, I know someone right there just fell back in their seat like, whoo, you better come on, Swin. I know some of y'all saying, preach just to preach. But this was an awesome tip, I thought, because a lot of times we think that buying the most expensive gift, buying the biggest gift, buying a gift that when people look, they're going to be like, wow, they really love you. Where does it stop when people start feeling that a gift defines my love for you? See, a lot of times we buy gifts that we can't afford because for that moment of giving that gift to somebody, and they open up the box and they're so happy about it and they're so excited. And you spent your hard-earned money that you probably didn't have to spend. You feel good. It makes you feel great. And you get this rush of emotion inside of you, this adrenaline that happens. And then within an hour, it's gone. And you think about, man, how am I going to have to work extra hours, or how am I going to have to get the money to put back in my savings for this gift that I purchased? I'm telling y'all right now, stick to a budget. If you can't, stick to a budget, because you will be happier. You want to be happy on December 26th. You don't want to be happy as you possibly can be on December 25th, just because you receive gifts. You want to be happy on the 26th, understanding that for some of y'all, that's the time to shop, because let me tell y'all, there are deals that are out there. You can go get them. But you also want to feel happy because your bank account still looks pretty good. You still have money. You still have your reserves in there. Don't ever tap into your reserves just to please someone else. And especially for my ladies, they're in relationships. A lot of times when it's a new relationship, or you want to really show somebody that you care about them or you love them, you want to buy multiple gifts. Like, I don't only want to get you that bag. I want to get you the shoes, the jacket, some socks. I want to just lace you all up, right? Well, ladies and gentlemen, you got to make sure that the numbers add up. All right. You do not want to be buying an avalanche of gifts for somebody, and then the next day you're trying to figure out, how can I afford them? Don't go into debt. Don't pull out those credit cards and make yourself be behind the eight ball come 2019. Let's go into 2019 and be on a high. All right, y'all. So the next tip is to plan ahead. All right. Set aside specific days for shopping, baking, visiting friends, and other activities. Plan your menus out. Make sure you're getting that food prep in, and your shopping list. You definitely can do that as well. That'll help you prevent last minute scrambling for gifts or ingredients that you forgot to buy, and then you have to buy some that are full price. Make sure you're getting those coupons as well. Now, this is one for me, the food planning and the prep. It helps tremendously, like when I go to the grocery store at the beginning of the week, so that I'm not only planning food for myself and my husband, but also for Saint, especially when he has a couple of days he's going to school and his lunch, and making sure I get exactly what I want to have. So make sure you're planning ahead. That always puts you out in front. Next tip, learn to say no. Listen to me. Let me say it louder for the people in the back. Say no. Okay. Had to say that louder. Had to scream it for y'all. But listen, saying yes when you should say no can leave you feeling resentful and overwhelmed. Friends and colleagues will understand if you can't participate in every project or activity, if it's not possible to say no when your boss asks you to work overtime. Try to remove something else from your agenda to make up for the lost time. Now listen, saying no does not mean that you're a bad person. Saying no that I can't loan you money because I don't have it right now doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It just means that you're being realistic about what your situation is right now. And always keep this in mind. My Nana told me years ago, whenever somebody asks you whether it's to borrow money or to borrow something from you, never expect it back. And that's what she told me. She said, never expect it back. But if it comes back to you, you should be excited. Because when you give something, sometimes people in those situations, they may not be able to give it back to you. And you have to be comfortable and secure with what you have if you don't receive that back. So say no. If you have any inkling in your mind that, you know what, I need that money back, or I need, whatever it is they borrowed from me, I need that back within a week, because sometimes people aren't going to get it back to you in a week and that could put you in a jam. So saying no, it's not a bad thing. Listen, I'll give you an example. Somebody says to me, hey, can I borrow, I need to borrow $1,000. I need to borrow, this amount to, help myself out or to get Christmas toys for my kids or do whatever. If I don't have it, I'm saying, you know what? I hope that you can find it somewhere. But at this point right now, I don't have the money to loan you. But I do hope that you have a blessed holiday with your family. There's a way to say no and still give support to your friend or your family member. All right. So be comfortable. Say it louder for the people in the back. Learn to say no, people. All right. Next, don't abandon your healthy habits. All right. During this holiday season, we know we love the food. The food is going to be coming in droves. I love the holiday season. I love to eat. But at the same time, if you're working out, you have a certain regimen you're on, make sure you're sticking to that. Okay. Don't let the holidays become a free for all. Overindulging only adds to the stress and guilt. Now, here's some suggestions that they put out there for you. It said to try to have healthy snacks around. Carry stuff in your bag. It's important for you. All right. Now, take a breather. Make some time for yourself. Spending just 15 minutes alone without distractions may refresh you enough to handle everything you need to do. Find something that reduces stress by clearing your mind, slowing your breathing, and restoring inner calm. All right. What that basically means is if you're into meditation, if you're into getting a prayer closet and making sure you're getting down on your knees and saying some prayer, find whatever it is that gets you to that foundation, that core, your happy place. For me, that is prayer. That is music. That is spending some time with myself, spending some time with my thoughts, and asking for God to just give me that time to have clarity on whatever it is that I need to have clarity on. Now, it doesn't matter what religion you are, doesn't matter what you practice, figure out what works best for you. And lastly, seek professional help if you need it. Do not be ashamed of that. There's too often, especially in the Black community for me, we have this stigma that seeking professional help or seeking help, whether it's from mentors or whether it's from professionals, is a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing at all. Actually, a lot of us need it because there's deep wounds and scars that we haven't really tried to unpack and figure out how we can deal with them in order to make our life better for the future. So the tip basically was, despite the best efforts, you may find yourself feeling persistently sad or anxious or plagued by physical complaints, unable to sleep, irritable or hopeless, and unable to face routine chores. If these feelings last for a while, talk to your doctor or mental health professional. I encourage you all, If you feel any of these things, make sure you seek out some professional help. It is no stigma. There's nothing wrong with you. Actually, it makes you more empowered because you're taking control of your life and your mental health. So shout out to the Mayo Clinic. I love reading kind of these tips and the reports, because this holiday season, the stress and depression can be there. And I don't want any of my listeners on She's Got Time to have to struggle with that. All right, y'all know before we get out of here, we have to do our take a seat, take a bow, or level up and straighten your crown. So this week, a lot of you have been hitting me up and talking about, Swin, we need you to address this Cardi B and Offset situation, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm gonna tell y'all right now, I ain't gonna do it. I do have a certain level of respect when it comes to marriage and couples, and I am not here for all the social media back and forth, understanding two young people, young couple, but I will address who needs to take a seat, and that is some of these celebrities out here. Yes, I'm talking to you. Some of y'all guys, now I understand in the comments you're going to have young people going back and forth because they want to see Cardi B or Offset together. But some of y'all men out here making videos telling Cardi B she needs to take her husband Offset back. Y'all need to grow up. And you, let me tell you right now, y'all need to take a seat, because these are some of the same men that I've seen in videos before talking about their own daughters, and how if anybody pulled up on their daughter, and how they're going to have the gun ready and nobody better disrespect their daughter. But, hold up. Y'all out here giving advice to another woman that she should take a guy back who cheated on her, but nobody better disrespect y'all daughter. Come on now. The hypocrisy is real out here, and y'all are very irresponsible. So all of y'all, you know who you are, need to take a seat. And it's very easy to see. All you got to do is pull up some of these blogs, and you'll see some of these celebrities and entertainers that have the nerve to make a video to encourage somebody to get back with a spouse. If Cardi B and Offset get back together, that is their business, and I do wish them well. But some of y'all got to stay out those comments, and you need to grow up, especially when you got a platform. You have a responsibility, and some of y'all have fallen short. So my take a bow for this week goes out to Amanda Seales. Now, I said I wasn't going to address this whole Offset and Cardi B, but if you're looking for somebody that brought that real, go check out Amanda Seales on IG. I love following her. She's a great follow on Instagram, also on Twitter. She is on the hit show on HBO, Insecure. So if you don't know who she is, definitely go follow her. A lot of times she can be controversial for some people because she comes from an authentic place when she's speaking for Black women and minorities in general. And so a lot of times if you don't like how people are saying things or what they're saying, you will get offended by it. But if you're engaging in dialogue, then she's somebody that you would love to have a true, authentic conversation with. Hopefully we can get her on the show at some point. But shout out to Amanda Seales. Definitely take a bow, because you addressed the real on this situation this week on IG. And lastly, who needs to level up and straighten their crown? That's going to go to two people this week, y'all. And one is my beautiful mama, Cynthia Cash Smith. Her birthday was December 17th, and I am so proud of my mom, the woman that she is, the woman that she has made my sister and I into, and all the sacrifice she made for me to be who I am today. So love you, mama. And the second person is Lauren Elizabeth Jackson. And if you don't know who Lauren Elizabeth Jackson is, we call her LJ, aka for me, I call her Boog. I played with Lauren, won a championship in Seattle. She is one of the all-time great female basketball players, if not the best, out of Australia. She has won medals in the Olympics. She's won two WNBA championships, but she just welcomed a new baby boy named Lenny Vick to go with her son, Harry, who's about going on two right now. So Lauren had Lenny Vick on my mom's birthday. So both you ladies, level up and straighten your crown. I love you both. And I'm so happy that my mom was celebrating her birthday and Lauren was bringing new life into the world. So that is the awesomeness that is the week that was, our topic, and also our take a seat, take a bow, level up, and straighten the crown. And lastly, before we get out of here, let's also give y'all a positive note. My positive note is just to Be kind. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to family. Be kind to friends. And understand that there's always somebody out there that's suffering in silence. And your kindness, just for that moment or that day, could change their life for the better. So just be kind. And don't forget to catch us on all the social media platforms. We're on IG, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on YouTube. And you also can listen to our podcast. We're on iTunes, Spotify. Listen, we're all over the place. She's Got Time is here to stay. We appreciate you subscribing. We appreciate you liking our fan page. And we appreciate your emails as well. So make sure you send an email to swinggottime@gmail.com. I'd like to hear from you all. I read the emails. swinggottime@gmail.com. We love y'all. We'll see you next time. Swing Cash. They call her Swing Cash.
Swing Cash. I call her Swing Cash.